news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Weekend Review Podcast for November 17th, 2017. In the newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. Congressman Fred Upton announcing Friday morning he is not going to run for the U.S. Senate in 2018.
The St. Joseph Republican announcing this morning that it wasn't an easy decision. Upton says his focus will remain on helping all of my constituents with problems big and small and improving the quality of life for all in Michigan. He had been weighing a bid against incumbent U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow for the past few months. Upton says, quote, "We need focus and fortitude in Washington now more than ever." And he's full speed ahead for re-election in 2018. There are several Democrats in the race vying for their party's nomination to try to unseat Upton in the U.S. House next year. I'm Ray Gustafson reporting.
In the most recent U.S. Senate polling on the Republican side by Target Insight, Upton was second to political newcomer John James. There will be a recount of the votes in Benton Harbor regarding the city income tax. Barron County Clerk Sharon Tyler scheduling that recount Monday, 9 a.m. at the Barron County Courthouse. It passed by just 21 votes November 7th, 511 to 490. If it's upheld, city residents will pay 1% of their income. Non-residents working in Benton Harbor will pay a 0.5%. Businesses will also be taxed. Mayor Marcus Muhammad says the revenue will be put toward infrastructure improvements. With hunters now out in the woods and the fields as part of firearm deer season, Barron County Sheriff's Department has some tips for them and others to stay safe. Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells WSJM News safety always comes first with a firearm.
Treat the gun as if it's loaded, even if they're not sure if it's loaded or not. They always have to be aware of the background and what they're shooting at because they are responsible for the projectiles that they fire.
Firearm deer season runs through November 30th. The new St. Joseph City Commission has been seated following their wins in elections last week. Laura Goes, Peggy Getty sworn in Monday night along with Michael Gary, who was reelected. Goes is a newcomer. She tells WSJM News her first task is to learn, and she wants to engage more of the public. She was also appointed mayor pro tem, so she hit the ground running.
I'm just really excited to have the role and to have the citizens behind us and the residents with us along the whole journey. So a little overwhelming with my first meeting, but I think it's going to be great.
Gary was reappointed as mayor. The next step was to decide how to fill a vacancy on the commission. They decided to take applications through noon November 27th. From there, they'll decide what to do next, depending on how many applications come in. Mayor Gary said Fran Chickering, who came in fourth and was previously the mayor pro tem, indicated she did not want to pursue the vacancy. It's going to be busy on roadways around Michigan next week as people travel for Thanksgiving. AAA's annual Thanksgiving forecast predicts more than 1.6 million of us will hit the road, go at least 50 miles from home. Not even expensive gas seems to be stopping us, according to AAA's Susan Hiltz.
And it seems like the gas prices, even though they're increasing, it's not a deterrent for people to get on the road and visit family and go somewhere for the holiday weekend.
Hiltz tells us people are feeling good about their economic circumstances. The number of those expected to travel up this year by about 3.5% compared to 2016. St. Joseph High School's Dickinson Stadium will have a different look when the football season starts in 2018. Thanks to a donation from Steve and Elizabeth Upton, the existing grass field is going to be torn out. Artificial turf will be put in. A press release from St. Joseph Public Schools says the Upton family will be honored somewhere in the name of the new field. More details are coming after Thanksgiving. Dickinson will now be the fourth high school football field in Berrien County with artificial turf. Lakeshore, New Buffalo, Michigan Lutheran already use it. The grass at Dickinson was just replaced this past summer. The new surface also means that soccer for boys and girls will return to the high school after being played at Upton Middle School for about the past 25 years. Four educators at Three Oaks Elementary School sentenced for failing to report a possible child abuse situation involving a 12-year-old student.
The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us Heidi Clark, a principal, Matt Cook, a guidance counselor, Diane Balling, a special ed teacher, and Sherry Bender, a teacher, were all charged. In August of 2016, the 12-year-old victim was found along some railroad tracks in Galeen Township. He was placed with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and a doctor found signs that he'd been burned, starved, and cut. The boy said his parents kept him from eating and he feared for his life. The prosecutor's office tells us the four educators charged in the case had noticed signs the boy was not being treated properly but didn't act. All four have pleaded no contest to failure to report suspected child abuse, which is a misdemeanor. They've been sentenced to probation through the end of the next school year, 100 hours of community service and fines. Andrew Green reporting.
A Michigan woman, the latest to level allegations against former President George H.W. Bush.
The report from CNN says the allegation comes from an unnamed 55-year-old woman. The woman claims President Bush fondled her behind at a fundraiser in 1992 during a photo op. The woman says she doesn't believe anyone else around witnessed the incident, but she did, she says, tell her ex-husband and her best friend at the time. They both confirm that. There have been several other recent allegations against the 93-year-old, but this is the first dating back that far. The woman claims she came forward because she was frustrated that the other incidents seemed to be blamed on his age. Sandra McNeil, Michigan News Network.
Police have identified 43-year-old Baroda man as the victim in a fatal crash Tuesday. Happened around 6:45 p.m. in Orinoco Township at Scottsdale and Linco Roads. Bering Springs, Orinoco Township Police tell us Mario Abbott died. He was the only one in the vehicle, but it went into a water-filled ditch and rolled. Sheriff's Department Accident Reconstruction Team is working to determine exactly what happened. Abbott had previously been the owner of Passero's Pizza in St. Joseph, which was located until it closed a couple of years ago across from Martin's Supermarket. He and his wife have been working to open a new restaurant in Baroda. There's a GoFundMe set up to help his family. You can find a link for that at WSJM.com. And finally, actor, former NFL player, and former Western Michigan University Bronco football player Terry Crews, among the latest going public with the story of sexual harassment in Hollywood.
Crews says he has filed a police report charging William Morris agent Adam Vinette with groping him at a party last year in front of his wife.
And he comes over to me, I stick my hand out, and he literally takes his hand and puts it and squeezes my genital. And I'm jumped back like, hey.
He says he was afraid to say anything because Vinette is one of the biggest agents in Hollywood. Crews tell ABC that he now has plans to pursue a civil lawsuit. Vinette has now reportedly been suspended by William Morris. Mary Ellen Murphy reporting.
And that is the week that was for November 17th of 2017. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.